This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, before we start rocking the show, I want you to listen carefully. I want you to listen carefully to what one of your founding forefathers said. His name was Patrick Henry, and he is the guy that said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty and suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. When you give up that force, you are ruined. Did you hear what he said? Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force, America. Now, that sounds like when I go over to Deuteronomy 4, it tells me, now therefore listen carefully, O children of God. He's talking to Israel. God's fighters defined out as Israel. Okay? 78% of this country professes Christianity. Listen carefully unto me, America, you that profess your Christianity. Under the statutes and under the judgments which I teach you for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you. Okay? This is what he commanded. They were not suggestions at any time. I just want to set the record straight. Nowhere in Scripture, friends, the only time Jesus ever asked to see anything was when he wanted to see their faith. He wanted to see what they had in them, and he would ask them the question. But overall, when you look at what he did, he gave commandments through the Holy Ghost, the Bible tells us. So to take that over to what's going on in your country today, I got an email over the weekend, and it says, since you advertise for Mark Levin on the Sons of Liberty website, you should listen to his show on Friday. He is claiming President Trump cannot force the DOJ to prosecute Hillary. Mark Levin said on his Friday show that President Trump cannot force the DOJ to prosecute Hillary. America, listen to me carefully. I'm going to go down history lane for a moment again. Do you know that the Republic of the Machiavellians was destroyed because the people refused to deal with corruption in their government? Let me say it again. I'm putting this up to the email that I got over the weekend. Since you advertise for Mark Levin, by the way, he's a secularist, and so is Sean Hannity, and so is Rush Limbaugh, and so are the plethora of names that the conservatives have to offer up. They're secularists. Secular means without God. It's funny how Mark Levin, being a self-proclaimed attorney, who's sworn to the bar, not to God's moral law, which in fact were based off of the Mosaic Institution in the United States of America. They are the ones that are feeding the narrative between the Democrats and the Republicans, which is unconstitutional, only to bring about divide and conquer. But also keep in mind, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, and so many others wouldn't have a job, friends, if they talked out of facts, making reference to the Mosaic Institution and making reference to the Constitution, because it demands a response from the people to bring about justice which guards our liberties. But again, here's the email. Since you advertise for Mark Levin on your website, you should listen carefully to Friday's show. He claims that President Trump cannot force the DOJ to prosecute Hillary. Man, that is humorous to me. Again, taking it to the Machiavelli, folks, the Republic of, was destroyed because the people refused to deal with corruption in their governments. We are not a democracy again. We are a constitutional republic. We're ruled by God, not the opinions of corrupt representatives in this country. Now, folks, again, the list goes on and on and on and on. And I want to remind you, friends, that the likes of Rush Limbaugh, the likes of Sean Hannity, the likes of Glenn Beck and Mark Levin, and again, a plethora of others, they're feeding the narrative. They're the ones that are giving you the bone that's been thrown to them, only to be used at the end of the day to divide and conquer America. They're the ones feeding the inquiry minds, the gossip of the day concerning corrupt representatives in the United States of America. Need I go to the headlines in America Today to show you the corruption that takes place on a daily basis? No, I don't need to do that. You know, it's interesting, though, isn't it? Since this email gives forth, again, unwarranted, unsubstantiated facts, of course, that Donald Trump cannot force the DOJ to prosecute Hillary, isn't it interesting how presidents sure know how to deal with alleged corruption in foreign countries by sending your sons and your daughters to fight unconstitutional wars, though, isn't it? Isn't that amazing how that works? And you know why this is taking place in this country, friends? Because when you go to Jeremiah 5:4, outside of Hosea 4:6, where my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, again, friends, going to Jeremiah 5:4, it tells us, therefore I said, this is Jeremiah, surely these are poor. They lack the destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. They are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord or the ordinance or the judgments of God. Or the judgments of God. They would rather make void the commandments of God through the keeping of man's commandments, like that of Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, those that have painted you into the corner that you are in today, America, because they don't make reference to God's word, because they don't make reference to the Constitution of the United States. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Again, putting this up in parallel to the email that I just received. Mark Levin, on Friday's show, is claiming, this email says, that President Trump cannot force the DOJ to prosecute Hillary. Really? Man, that's amazing. And I just shared with you, America, isn't it amazing how the presidents sure know how to support the military-industrial complex, don't they? They know how to deal with alleged corruption in other countries by sending your sons and daughters to fight unconstitutional wars, only to fill the coffers of those in the military-industrial complex. Isn't that amazing how that works? They can enforce something that's unconstitutional, but when it comes to the Constitution of the United States, as it says in Article 2, Section 4, by the way, I responded to this email by saying, I am humored by your ignorance. Period. Question mark. What does the Constitution say? See, they're going off the information that's dropping from the mouths of the foolish ones like that of Mark Levin, not again making reference to moral law or the Constitution. They're going off what Levin said. Again, what did he say? He's claiming President Trump cannot enforce the DOJ to prosecute Hillary. Hey, by the way, friends, Article 2, Section 4 of the United States of America says the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States, Hillary Clinton was a secretary of state, she shall and can be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. What is this individual talking about? Well, he's not talking about what's factual.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Wendy Blanks, chief editor of thesleuthjournal.com. I wanted to extend a personal thank you to Bradley Dean and his stellar team at the Sons of Liberty radio show for exposing realities concerning our media, education system, churches, and government.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to check this out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check out our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, B-R-A-D-L-E-E. Capital D-E-A-N on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook, and my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 for, again, what it's worth, friends. You can also jump on the phone with us if you'd like at any time. Please stick to the topic. Folks, justice guards our liberty, and if we keep off justice, we're not going to have our liberties. We're going to lose it. Where justice dies, tyrants rise, and that's exactly what you're seeing in this country today. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Go to John 14, 6. Go over to 1 Corinthians 11, 1. Go over to 1 Timothy 2, 5. And the list goes on and on. That's who we follow here because we understand, like our forefathers, there is no king but King Jesus, an appeal to heaven during the Revolutionary War. And you know what's applicable right now more than anything is none other than Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America, when he said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Now, let me get back to this, friends, because I'm humored by the ignorance of the American people. And it's also interesting to note these people always leave their little notes that I'm not cheerleading for Trump, so on and so forth. But Bradley, look what he's done. Well, the fact of the matter is he's not done what he promised he would do. That's the bottom line. And I don't care what perspective or what seat they sit in concerning the incumbent. I don't care where they're sitting. It's their job to uphold that Constitution. Remember, with their hand on the Bible, as they swear to God and man that they will uphold the laws found in the Constitutional Republic, which has been bestowed upon us. Again, with their hand on that Bible. Now, I was just highlighting the fact that someone told me, though they emailed me actually, and they said, Mark Levin, not the Word of God, not the Constitution, not the Bible, but Mark Levin, the secularist himself, without God is what secular means, he said on Friday's show that President Trump cannot force the DOJ to prosecute Hillary Clinton. And, you know, it's interesting. I mean, you're almost suggesting that I was the one that brought it up in the first place, which I would have had he not during the presidential campaign run. Of course I would have brought it up. But keep in mind, Donald's the one that brought up the fact that he was going to get a special prosecutor to check into Hillary Clinton. I mean, folks, I didn't say it. I'm just holding him to his own words, and I'm holding him to the Constitution because it's not his job to tear it down and recreate it in his own ungodly image, period. Let me put an exclamation mark there because that's more applicable during this talk, and especially to what I'm talking about right now. I mean, it's just it's humorous. It's bewildering, the stupidity of the American people. I said last week, friends, the problem with stupid people is they don't know they're stupid. They think that what they're saying is right. And see, what they do is they make the commandments of God void to the keeping of the commandments of man. Read Mark 7 when you get a moment, friends. And I said it's interesting, friends, that, you know, according to Mark Levin on Friday's show, President Trump cannot force the DOJ to prosecute him, Hillary Clinton. And then I just shared, friends, with you, the listeners. It's interesting how the president sure knows how to deal with alleged corruption in other countries by sending your sons and daughters to go fight unconstitutional wars to fill the coffers of the military-industrial complex. Isn't that interesting how that works, friends? Isn't it interesting how you justify yourself when it's a third-world country, but when it's your own government, you attempt to justify what you cannot justify? Let me say this. Take heed that you stand, lest you fall. And I'm going to tell you something. Your foot's on a banana peel, America. It truly is. And what it comes down to is the American people don't know the judgment of their God because they've been taught through the pulpits, thou shalt not judge. Well, that's what Scripture teaches us to do. What was the cross? It was a judgment upon sin. And it was an exhibition of the love of God towards man. John 3:16. Now it has meaning. You know, I mean, folks, the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same things that you've always done, expecting a different outcome. Let me say it again. The definition of insanity is to keep doing the same things that you've always done, America, and you're expecting a different outcome. I mean, for some reason or another, America, you're appeased by the American appeasers. I mean, you think Gowdy's all big and bad. You think Jason Chaffetz is all big and bad. You think Daryl Issus is all big and bad while they're making millions of dollars off of injustice. I mean, folks, to the credit of Gowdy and Chaffetz and Issa and the President of the United States of America, I mean, you still have Paul Ryan there who sold out the American people through an act of treason, Article 3, Section 3. You still have Pelosi there. Now they're talking about her becoming the Speaker of the House, believe it or not. But what about Harry Reid, who is selling uranium ore to the Chinese, just like Hillary Clinton out of Oregon is selling uranium ore to the Russians? And isn't it interesting? Nobody wanted to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty when this first came out. But now the conservatives, after, folks, the facts. Now they're talking about Hillary and uranium ore and Harry Reid and uranium ore. And isn't it interesting when we look to what's going on in the courts over there, the kangaroo courts over there in Nevada, how they're being set up, those patriots that are doing nothing less than trying to warn the American people of the acts of treason, Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution of the United States of America concerning the likes of Hillary Clinton and Harry Reid. But they're still there. Hey, folks. This is how awesome Gowdy and Chaffetz and Issa are, and the President of the United States of America are. I mean, the Clintons are still there, the Obamas are still there, and the list goes on and on. Dianne Feinstein is still there, Maxine Waters is still there, Mark Dayton is still there. I mean, folks, I mean, that's Gowdy's doing a great job. Man, he's big and bad, ain't he? Chaffetz, he's big and bad, ain't he? Isn't Issa big and bad? And it shows you the strength of the American people to be appeased by the people that are doing nothing but guarding and protecting their own. But guarding and protecting their own. And it's exactly what they're doing. And yet the Constitution tells us exactly what can be done. Hey, folks, We're not talking about just the Secretary of State. We're talking about the President of the United States, which would have been applicable concerning Barack Hussein Obama, and even to what we're seeing today. The President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from an office or the office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. How many of these above said have been busted for these very crimes? But they're still there. And there's the strength of your faith in man, folks. Jesus didn't commit himself to man, but you do. See, cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. And see, when we go back to Deuteronomy 4, it tells us exactly what we're supposed to be doing. It's the people that are to keep the statutes and the judgments of God. And it's the strength of the Constitution which lies in the people, said Albert Einstein. But see, people in this country, they don't want to hear that. And you know what? I don't care that you don't want to hear that. I'm just showing you the responsible party once again for the crimes that are being tolerated in this country. All this Russian talk, all this conspiratorial talk with Donald Trump and all these others, folks, it's nothing but diversion, period. It's the Russians and the communists within stirring the people up to get your eyes off the ball in an attempt to create domestic insurrection. Like I've always said, the conservatives are starting to pick up on that one, too. Good for them. Good for them. A little behind the eight ball, though, aren't we, friends? Yeah, they are. You have some serious enemies, folks, and they are Russian. They are Chinese. And folks, these are within that you tolerate that are creating the problems in which you deal with. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verse 4, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. You forsake your own mercies, America, by tolerating this. You forsake your own mercies by tolerating the corruption in the church, in the governments, in the media. All working hand in glove to destroy your own country. You know, let me go back to one of the things that was brought up. And when we're talking about the email that I just received, that President Trump said, Mark Levin knows more than the Constitution. But then again, the lawyers were damned. Read Matthew 23. Woe to you lawyers who withhold the keys of knowledge. Common sense. You know what Mark Levin does? He sides with Donald Trump to help Donald Trump stand big and tall and strong. To make him look good. Because that way Mark Levin's always got a job. But when Mark Levin goes to the Constitution the way that I just did, guess what? There's a demand on the people to respond to the truth. And we know on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com that, folks, the truth that is given, we find hope by responding to that truth that's given. We're going to come right back. How did our forefathers deal with those that committed the act of treason? Not the way that you're seeing today through inaction.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You got Tom calling from Baltimore. How are you, my friend?
Hello, Bradley. I'm mad as well. You know, everyone should be furious. Honestly, and I don't know how to get it through to people. If you're not doing something, and I'm going to say this in proper terms, I hope it strikes people hard, but it's the truth. If you're not doing something in order to secure your freedoms and the freedoms of your fellow countrymen, then you must like that feeling in your lower body like constipation, because I'll tell you what, we are being figuratively sodomized every single day, and we have been for years. And if you don't struggle to get away from that male member that's inside of you, then you must like it. So think about that, men. If you're not doing something, even a little something, then you must like the sodomization. And by the way, if we're being figuratively sodomized at this point, how long do you think it'll be before you're literally sodomized? But if you like it, keep the course.
Yeah, I guess I don't know that that would have been the analogy, but I totally get what you're saying.
And well, you know what
people are saying,
I thought about it for a long
speaking.
Time. I thought about it for a long time, and I thought, how do you get the message across? And men, most men are proud to be men or secure in their masculinity. But if they don't realize what's happening, they need to be told. And that's exactly what's happening. I can't think of a better way to describe what's happening to this country. We're treated like children. Well, actually, they started by treating us like children, and then like slaves, and now like a basic whore.
Yeah.
And by the way,
well,
you're right. The president is the chief law enforcement officer in this land. I don't know where people got the idea that the AG is. He is not.
Well, they got the idea from the likes of Mark Lynn, from the likes of Rush Limbaugh, from the likes of Glenn Beck. See, what they're doing is they're taking it for someone else's word. It's like they're pastors. You know, they have this false grace that they live out that they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do and use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Well, it's bled over into the conservative side now, and the conservatives are teaching them, you know, it's my opinion that matters here, not what the law states. And see, they are also the ones that are bleeding into the American people that our democracy, as if to suggest opinion is better than law. We're not ruled by opinion. We're ruled by law in this country, and that's exactly why they revert back to people like the secularists Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, and the list goes on and on. And it's totally personal. I want to say that, Tom. It's totally personal what these people are being used, the conduits of American destruction through ignorance. And what I'm saying is totally personal.
You notice what Levin has been pushing, and that's a constitutional Congress. And a lot of people have been pushing for that. I might have got the wording wrong. Maybe it's right. It's when the states come together and they want to amend the Constitution. That's a very bad idea. Because
yes, it's very dangerous, yes.
What they don't tell you is it's like doing work on your medieval fortress, and you have to let down all the gates in order to do the outside work, so you leave yourself open to anything. They don't tell you that part. They just make it sound like, oh, we'll just be adding one amendment or two amendments or doing this or that. No, you open up the entire document to scrutiny, change, modification. It's very dangerous. You're right.
Yeah. I appreciate the phone call, Tom. I always do. Again, folks, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, last week I shared with you Hillary Clinton can illegally get the questions to the debate and delete 33,000 emails, but my son Don is being scorned by the fake news media. Well, as long as big talk works for you, America, congratulations, because that's as far as it goes. And furthermore, isn't he the president of the United States of America? And again, let me just lay in your candor. Isn't it the president of the United States that can go ahead and create war with third world countries at will, unconstitutionally? And for some reason, he's got the power to do that, but he doesn't have power to clean house. What constitution do you suppose that they're ignoring, friends? I want to tell you which ones. The Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights in this country, because it's absolutely ridiculous what people pacify themselves with. And at the end of the day, just like I said in Jonah 2:4, they that observe lying vanities forsake your own mercy. And that's exactly what you're doing, is you're forsaking your own mercy by leaving off judgment that must be brought forth to preserve our republic. Or like that of the first segment, friends, that we were talking about, Machiavelli was destroyed. The Republican Machiavelli was destroyed because the people allowed corruption in their government. They didn't bring forth impeachment, yet Article 2, Section 4 tells us that's exactly the remedy to the problem. But again, as long as Mark Levin or any other secular said that, you know, there's nothing he can do about it, then I guess it must be so in the minds of those that have been deluded from the top to the bottom. I got a question for you. How did our forefathers deal with corruption? You remember Benedict Arnold? Did you guys know that everybody thought that Benedict Arnold was a patriot? Yet when exposed, he was found to be a man that committed high treason against his own country. How many politicians in America have been busted committing high treason against its own country? How many? You know, it's interesting. We have a friend named Judge Roy Moore. They call him the Ten Commandments Judge out of Alabama. You know who's attacking him, Prince? You know, to remove the Ten Commandments, they're afraid of him. McConnell, allegedly coke trafficking Mitch McConnell and Karl Rove. Remember Karl Rove? He was the one that was working with George W. Bush, that Christian president. Did you know back in the 90s when Judge Roy Moore was attacked, he was told to remove the Ten Commandments from his courtroom? Did you know that it was personally George Bush Jr.? And did you also know that it was personally Karl Rove that were doing the attacking through the ACLU concerning the likes of Judge Roy Moore? Folks, it's all over the boards. What are they afraid of? They're afraid that Judge Roy Moore will get into position to actually bring forth and drop the hammer. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. That's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of being exposed for who they are, because there is men and women out there that will do what needs to get done. And I praise God for every single one of them. But going back to Benedict Arnold, he was found to be a man that committed high treason against his own country. In July 1780, Arnold sought and obtained a command of the fort at West Point. He already begun a year-long correspondence with General Sir Henry Clinton in New York City through Mayor Andre, and was closely involved, Major Andre, and was closely involved with Beverly Robinson, a prominent loyalist in command of a loyalist regiment. Loyalist meant that they were still adhered. They were loyal to Great Britain in their cause over that of the 13 colonies in the United States, which separated after time to give us what we have today. Arnold offered to hand the fort over to the British for $20,300, close to $3 million in 2015 terms, and a brigadier's commission, okay? So he was playing the Judas with the American cause, namely George Washington. He chose West Point for strategic importance, and the Americans had been using its position to prevent British ships from moving northward from New York City up the Hudson and connecting with British forces in Canada, a move that would have split the North from the South. But his plans were thwarted by the grace of God and the mercy of God. Nothing's covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. When Andre was captured September 23rd, 1780, with a pass signed by guess who? The man that everybody thought was a patriot. That was for the cause of the American cause, to establish what we have today over 240 years later. See, Benedict Arnold was selling the American cause off like Judas sold the Son of Man for 30 pieces of silver. And it's exactly what you allow politicians to do on a daily basis. But how was it dealt with? How were those that committed the act of treason, how were they dealt with? September 23rd, 1780, with a pass signed by Arnold, Andre was carrying documents that disclosed the plot and which incriminated Benedict Arnold. How did George Washington deal with them? How did the President of the United States of America, the first President of the United States of America, deal with treason? The opposite of the way that we're told today by the likes of the conservatives, namely Mark Levin, who claimed that President Trump cannot enforce the DOJ to prosecute Hillary. But it's interesting as well, friends, how they can prosecute anybody that exposes them or kill them off for anybody that exposes them for who they are with a mere pat on the back telling the American people that it was another suicide through the likes of Hillary Clinton. And the American people just roll over in the face of it and allow the witch committing treason on a daily basis, killing off hundreds. Folks, we're getting into the hundreds that the Clintons are now responsible for concerning them that allegedly and mysteriously have died off around the Clinton criminal family. There's a true story told of Major Andre. He had been caught as a spy working with the likes of Benedict Arnold in our country. And there was undoubted proof that he was guilty. And by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause. And if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. He should, in accordance with the law of nations, be put to death. On the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned. Poor guy. Poor Judas. Poor Major Andre committing the act of treason along with Benedict Arnold concerning the American cause. Poor guy. Just think, friends. Just think, today, in America, you've been led to talk and to take on the same talking points as back then. Show more mercy to the criminal than to the victims. I'm going to finish this story on the other side. We got one more segment. Folks, talking about how Mark Levin said on Friday of last week's show, Donald Trump, he can't force the DOJ to prosecute Hillary. Well, let me ask you something. Then who's supposed to? You, America. Therein lies your answer. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown with SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and FreedomOutpost.com. I've been following the Sons of Liberty's ministry for a few years now, and I've gotten to know Bradley Dean on a more personal level since writing about his battles for the youth of America inside the government indoctrination centers we call public schools. He's the real deal. He loves God, and he genuinely loves people. And the message is always one that calls people to remembrance, a remembrance of the price paid for their freedoms by our veterans in the natural realm and the Lord Jesus Christ in the spiritual. As a result of the message, Bradley calls upon people to turn from sin and do what is good and holy before God, obeying His law. I encourage you to support the Sons of Liberty, knowing that the heart of the ministry is to love people enough to tell them the truth and call them back to the old paths, walking in the fear of the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, final segment. Started the conversation out today. Today's show, friends, with the Republic of Machiavelli was destroyed because the people refused to impeach and indict corruption in their own government. And then we reverted over to an email where it was highlighting. Oh, by the way, it was headlined, "Let Us Not Bear False Witness." That's how it was sent to me. And he said, since you advertise for Mark Levin on the Sons of Liberty website, which I didn't know, you should listen to his Friday's show. He's claiming President Trump cannot force the DOJ to prosecute Hillary. And lo and behold, friends, and see how this works line upon line, precept upon precept, manifesting the counsels of the Most High God. On August 7th, which is today, Trump's clashing with generals over Afghanistan, but officials, somehow that's a label that where they're above the law and they can do what they want, but officials say that Trump will likely send troops. Man, it's amazing how that works. Which goes and coincides with the point that I was making. He has no power to bring forth judgment upon corruption in America, but when it comes to third world countries to make a whole lot of money for the coffers of the military-industrial complex, he's got the power to do that, and the American people sit down and they let him do it. And then I started to talk about the appeasers like Gowdy and Chaffetz and ISA. And I said to you, they're doing such a great job. They're still the Clintons. They're still the Obamas. They're still the Pelosis, the Reeds, the Ryans, etc. They're still doing what they want to do at will, because you don't realize Gowdy, Chaffetz, and ISA are nothing but the American appeasers guarding their own, protecting their own. And don't tell me they're not. Because action speaks a lot louder than words. Then I brought up the definition of insanity, and that is to keep doing the same things and expecting different results. Isn't that amazing how that works? You want to talk about hypocrisy? There you have it. There you have it right there. Nothing but a country filled with hypocrites that tolerate the hypocritical. Pharisees, Herodians, John the Baptist called you a bunch of snakes. And isn't it interesting how he brought about the resolve to the issues at hand? When he said, lay the axe to the root of the tree. But no, that righteous prophet, the greatest prophet born of women, was somehow ostracized because they wanted to reject the counsel of God against themselves. So they were okay when John got his head lopped off to their own demise. And what took place 40 years later? It wasn't good. 1,100,000 old English friends were crucified on the walls because they said of the Christ, who John the Baptist was the forerunner to and of, they rejected the Christ and they gave way to, we have no king but King Caesar. And who was that? That was the Herodians of the day, friends. That was the Pharisees, the religious of the day. It's the same thing happening today, America. Same spirit. Nothing new under the sun. They persecute the living and they praise the dead ones. I'm talking about the saints. And then I brought forth, friends, how did our forefathers, who, by the way, wrote this constitution in which I'm making reference to, hey, America? George Washington was a partaker of the Constitution of the United States, as were our forefathers. How did the first president of the United States of America deal with corruption? During the last segment, I brought forth the history of Major Andre, who was busted hand in glove with Benedict Arnold. Well, the American colonies at that time thought Benedict Arnold was a patriot to uphold dying laws, when in fact he turned out to be a Judas. And Major Andre was in cahoots with him at that particular time. And he had been caught as a spy in our country. See, these corrupt politicians have been caught a million times over, but the American people add strength to tyranny by tolerating them. By tolerating them. I don't care if it's treason. I don't care if it's them selling uranium ore to the Chinese or the Russians. The American people, they'll surely just show mercy, won't they? As they forsake their own mercy because they observe lying vanities. Jonah 2:4. Major Andre, he was busted as a spy in our country, along with Benedict Arnold. He was guilty of violating the laws of war. And what was the consequence? He was to be put to death. And what I shared with you right during the last segment, right before the break, friends, is that the people of the day, on the other hand, there was his youth. They looked to his attainments and his honorable connections and his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live, even all the while knowing that he was committing the act of treason against the American cause. They looked, they were just positive thinkers, the power of positive thinking. You know, they thought of the glass that was half filled rather than half empty. You know, those people, I can't stand them. They're worthless. Evil men understand not the judgment of God. Proverbs 28, read it. And why? Because the wicked praise the wicked. The Bible says those that forsake the law praise the wicked. Those that forsake God's moral law praise the wicked. But how did George deal with it? In the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision because both could not be satisfied. And there seemed to be but one course of pursuit. His sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant. His feelings of compassion in the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth a flood of tears. You see, Washington so loved his country, just like a good representative so loves their country, just like a judge, when they so love their country, they show mercy to the multitude by dealing with the corrupt. Isaiah 26, verse 9. You know, the problem we have in this country, friends, is people don't know the character of God. They don't know the character of God. They've never read the first part of the book. Oh, you know, we're not under the Old Testament. It's the character of God. What are you talking about? When you read Matthew, which is the first book in the New Testament, what does it outline? It outlines the lineage of all of those that were in the Old Testament, bringing you to cross over into the New Testament. The Lord didn't abrogate moral law. He abrogated ceremonial law. Make the distinction. It's like seeing a movie and only seeing part two and not understanding part one. It doesn't make any sense. You're missing half of the movie. You're missing the pith and the marrow, the heart of the movie, if you've only seen one part. And this particular analogy that I'm giving you is the Bible. Don't tell me that you understand the New Testament if you don't understand the Old Testament. It's a fulfilling of the old into the new. And that's what Christ did. He fulfilled it. He didn't do away with nothing except ceremonial law, which he also fulfilled in a type. So in the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision because he knew both couldn't be satisfied. Again, Washington so loved his country, his God first, his people and his country, that order, that he knew if such an act of treason went unpunished, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country. Thus endangering the country. See, these politicians that are corrupt, that have been busted over and over and over and over again, they're endangering your country. They're endangering you. They're endangering your posterity as you leave off justice. They're endangering you. But see, look, the likes of George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, that had hand in the Constitution that I'm making reference to, said opposite of what you're being told today. Yet it's still the same Constitution. And George Washington knew that justice had to be satisfied. And how every generous feeling of our nature would have been gratified if mercy could have triumphed, but it did, and the youthful and accomplished officer could have been spared. He could have been spared. Well, you know how it could have been spared? If he didn't want to do the time, he shouldn't have committed the crime. And that's the message the American people need to pass on to those that serve we the people in this country. You don't want to do the time? Then don't commit the crime. Hey, corruption. You don't want to do the time? Then don't commit the crime. And I know that you sit back and you laugh at the face of the American people because you believe that they will do nothing. Well, rest assured, if that appointment isn't set soon, it will happen in the future. But America, you need to understand, by obeying God, is you set that appointment for today, not for the future, and say, well, it's up to God to judge him. Who am I to judge? You're the church. You're called to be the light of the world. And guess what light does, friends? It reproves the darkness. And furthermore, friends, I would ask the question, who told you thou shalt not judge? Because it ain't in Scripture. It's not in Scripture, friends. And put it into context when you read the Bible. We love you by what we do, folks. Love the topic today. Going off an email. Talking about what a man said that the president couldn't do. I want to tell you something, friends. Constitutionally, Donald Trump has all the power in the world to bring forth judgment concerning the crimes of those.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.